It's episode 190, and we've got plugins for WooCommerce product images, Google Chromecast integration, perfect contact forms, widgetized menus, featured podcasts, and a plugin to completely rebrand the admin dashboard. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be back here with everyone.
And we've got the usual great show roundup of plugins for you, plus a little bit of news and, well, everything else. But right off the top, let's get the usual out of the way. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. Or if you got a couple minutes, we would greatly appreciate a review from Stitcher Radio or over on the iTunes Store, where you can help knock out the zombie podcasts.
That's right. We're in the top five, but we could greatly appreciate your help in catapulting back up to the top two WordPress podcasts on the planet. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. I myself do a lot of helping people save themselves time and money by consulting with them to determine what plugins will best suit their needs. Also, if you break it, I fix it. So if you've got a website that's having problems, it's been broken, hacked, or cracked, give me a call. I can help get you back up in line with no problem at all. You can reach me at 818-850-7729.
And remember, if you'd like to save at GoDaddy.com on any of your product purchases, you can use our exclusive show promo code PLUGIN295. That's where you get $2.95.com domain names. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's any.com domain for under $3.
All right. And it looks like we have some news this week, eh?
We do. A lot of news coming down the pipe this particular week. First, iThemes has had a security breach. Some of the user passwords may have been hacked. So they've initiated a mandatory password change for all users. You may have gotten an email about that. Be sure you do that as soon as possible if you happen to be an iThemes customer. They basically noticed the security breach in their servers as it was happening and stopped it in its tracks. So good job to iThemes for coming clean with all of that.
Yes, excellent. I'm not an iThemes client, but I know a couple people that are.
Yes. So. Next is BuddyPress 2.1 was released, John. It's called Patsy. It is named after a coal oven pizzeria in East Harlem, New York, which is pretty cool. Just like a hot slice of pizza, this one's coming out of the oven with a lot of cool things like the at mentions feature, which used to be part of a different plugin structure that went into BuddyPress. Well, now that's built into the BuddyPress core. So if you'd like to mention someone else that's within the BuddyPress membership group, you can just at them. It's got a nice auto suggest feature too. So as you start typing their name, it'll pop up automatically with their avatar. Thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty nice.
Yeah.
I haven't used BuddyPress in quite some time, so.
Well, I'm about to embark in a new project that involves BuddyPress, so
we'll
see how that works out. Absolutely. And John, just a bit of light news here. I don't know if you caught the Facebook for Rich People post that's been going around.
I saw that briefly.
Well, that's called Netropolitan is the name of that website. And I think you had to join for, I think it was $10,000 or something like that to join. Well, they've deconstructed it, and it's essentially WordPress, BuddyPress, BB Press, and a $63 theme forest theme. The funny thing that I thought about this theme is, in an interview, They said it took 2 years of development, and it's been a four-year-long process. But a screenshot of their website in the last 2 years revealed that the only thing they did was change a logo off of a stock theme from the theme forest. So
maybe it was a long time in thought process of how do we want this to work.
Exactly, exactly. Or maybe it took that long to get a developer who would buy into it. Who knows?
Could be. Well, I know from experience, even if you've got all this stock stuff, it still takes time to tweak it to function the way you want it.
Sure. Of course. So. Of course. So good luck to them and all their $10,000 a year users.
Well, it might not work for them, but hey, it's a great idea. But it's like it's kind of cool that WordPress is powering something like that, though. I kind of like that.
And that's the news of the week, John.
And that's all we got. Yeah, I don't have any other news, and that's pretty much all we got. So I guess we can just dive right into the meat and potatoes of the show, eh?
Yep, let's roll.
All right, let's head off to it. All right. Well, the first plugin I've got here today is called VCast Button for WordPress. This is a pretty nice plugin if you have videos on your website and you want to cast them out to Chromecast using Android TV or any other Chromecast functionality. So it has optimized Chromecast functionality built in. Initially, when I tested it, I really didn't know a lot about what Chromecast was. And that's when I realized, well, the only way you can see it is by opening up the page in Chrome or some variant thereof. So anyway, what it does is it helps minimize lag time due to casting in videos. It works with high-definition content. It easily integrates with many other video players and works with, you know, latest versions of WordPress PHP 5. This is a premium plugin, and it was submitted to us by Amar Avad, and you can check out the link on the show notes, which will take you to it. It's not a very expensive plugin, something like $12. But all in all, from my little test of it, I found it to be, you know, worth Dragon rating of 3. So check it out. VCast Button for WordPress.
Nice. Now, do you own a Chromecast device?
No, I don't. I don't. I was just testing it because it was submitted to us.
Okay. This one, I might want to check this one out, actually, because I do own a number of Chromecast devices. And essentially, it's this $35 dongle that works, I think it's USB and HDMI at the same time on your television. And then you can be on your browser, on your phone, those sorts of things, and then just touch that Chromecast button and it broadcasts onto your television.
Oh.
So I think what this might do is actually, as you hit that button, it then allows you to stream that video onto your television with one click.
Well, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah, so I think that might be what it is.
Not fully understanding Chromecast, but hey.
Yeah, I'll give it a good once over on my stuff. That's the problem, is there's not a lot of Chromecast adoption out there because Google hasn't really made the thing open source as they have a lot of their different phone platforms. So eventually, I'm sure that will open up into more of an open source type of a development environment. But that's cool. That's cool that they found a way to integrate that. All right, well, let's start off, John, with one of my quests of the last few years, and that is redesigning the admin dashboard. Come on, John, how long have you wanted to do it?
I've wanted to do it for quite some time, and I wanted to do it in an easy, simple way, because there's lots of ways to do it that are not easy and simple.
Today is your lucky day, my friend, because today on the show, I've got admin branding. And it allows you to do a number of different things. Fundamentally, you get to rebrand the entire admin panel, change menus the way that you want them, move them around, make it so that all of the stray plugins that made their own little side menu or side heading get stuffed into a directory or in settings or in tools or in your own directory of, you know, plug-in strays. You can include your own logo and really just kind of take the WordPress branding right out of it.
Nice.
I thought it was really cool. This is just, you know, the plugin is titled Ultimate Admin Branding. In the repository, it's just known as Admin Branding. but I thought that this was a fantastic lazy plugin. Not so lazy in the sense that you still have to upload logos and things like that, but what are you going to do? I've rated it a 4 out of 5. Very nice plugin.
Very nice. I'm going to have to give that a test on one of my sites and find out. Did you notice whether or not it has a export function? So say you set up one site with a perfect branding, you can just export that template from one site to another?
It has. Just give me 1 second here and let me look at this. It has a menu style. Yes, it does. It certainly does have import-export right on the menu.
Excellent. This might be an answer for me for many times I do a site and I don't want to have it branded under WordPress. I like to brand it with mine for the clients to remember me every time they log in.
That's right. All right. Excellent. Well, leave me a nice review on iTunes, John. Thank you.
Right away. I wonder how many times I'm allowed to review my own podcast. All right, so next plugin I've got for you. This one here is another premium plugin. It's called Perfect Contact Form. And this is another contact form plugin. It's a really simple one. It creates very simple, short, and sweet contact forms that you can display in multiple pages. You can give them a variety of ways. They got animations. You can use Drag and Drop Builder to click it. You can customize it with CSS, add JavaScript events. There's many things you can do with it. Now, this one here is one of the first plugins I've seen where people are shouting out that they had built their original one as a Joomla extension. So they're moving it from Joomla into WordPress, which is, of course, where they'll get more business. But all in all, the quick checkout on it, I thought it would be a great way to insert down and dirty contact forms, such as if I need a quick contact form in other places that I don't normally put gravity forms. This might be useful, so I'll give it a little more checkout, but at the moment, quick testings on it, give it a 3 dragon rating. It's called Perfect Contact Form, and it was submitted to us by Bartek Jaswinski.
Yeah, there is something to be said about free contact forms that aren't gravity forms.
Yep.
I've got clients from 2 years ago that email me suddenly and go, hey, this thing doesn't work anymore. I can't get upgrades anymore.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's because it was gravity forms and it was my license.
Yeah.
You haven't done business with me in a while. So there is a need definitely for something like that. I can totally see it. Okay. How is it handle in the traditional sense? Is it just like Contact Form 7? Can you put side-by-side fields, that kind of thing?
I didn't dig that deeply into it. I just gave it a good cursory test over to see if it was going to work well. I'd have to toss it into a live environment to see how it's going to play.
Got it. Okay. Well, John, I've been involved in, you know, that in the last day or so, I've been asking you some questions about specific WooCommerce things. I've not done a whole heck of a lot within WooCommerce, but this particular project is a doozy. I'm not only selling membership stuff, but also physical products and subscriptions to virtual products as well. So, and event tickets, all of that. It's just about anything you could sell, except by the pound, probably. But so I've really found it a pain to edit all of these different products. And then I ended up having a better, more high resolution set of the graphics and the different shots of the covers of these things than initial. And to go in and edit it was a major pain. You have to go into each individual product, go back. It's just like replacing a featured image in every single post. Same thing. So this plugin is called Quick Product Image Upload, and it allows you to really easily upload and delete product images right on the main product screen without having to edit each product, which means you take the whole list. It's got a column where it just shows the thumbnails on the side, and if you want to edit or replace that picture, you just click that thumbnail, and it's done right there on the whole post screen, not the post edit screen. But the, you know, where the products are all listed out.
Nice.
And that's where you can do the editing. So it saved me a ton of time, and it just came out.
I was gonna say, where was this thing when I needed it when I was doing a site that had that problem? And I looked, I was, oh, this is brand new. No wonder.
It's literally a week old. Only 12 downloads. One of them me, maybe twice because I downloaded it in two places.
I suggest anyone using WooCommerce, download it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to hit that point.
Yeah. If you got more than five products, this thing is definitely going to be something that you want to add to your WooCommerce plugin arsenal. Mm-hmm. So I gave it a nice 4 out of 5 rating.
Yeah, very nice. I wish I'd had that when I built my e-commerce store. So.
Never too late, John. You can still put it in right now.
Oh, I probably will. I probably will. All right. So the next one I've got here is called Featured Podcast Widget. And, of course, there's lots of ways to feature your podcast on your website. But this one here is a very short, simple, easy widget that also has a short code. So you can use the short code in many areas. And what it allows you to do is it allows you to stick a widget in the sidebar and feature your podcast from any category you've got. Like if you happen to have a website that has multiple categories for multiple podcasts, you can feature a podcast from a different category on a page with a different podcast on it. In our case, when I tested it out, I threw it up on our website, and it's now featuring our most recent podcast in the sidebar on all pages. So it's kind of nice to have the podcast pop up nice and simple and easy with just a quick widget. Now, you can also, if you needed to feature a specific podcast, you can go in, grab the ID of that podcast post, and feature that one specific podcast. And it does allow you to feature it with the featured image, without it, or to have the description or no description, or just have the podcast and the player stay right there so people can see it, feature it, start playing it while they're cruising your site. So anyway, very nice little plugin. Worked very well. It's called Feature Podcast Widget. It was submitted to us by Richard Farr. And this one's actually available over on his website at richardfarr.com. And I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Very nice. I do notice it does do kind of weird things with the featured image, doesn't it?
It does. That's why I pulled the featured image from it. So that's one of the reasons I knocked it back a little.
Yeah. Okay. All right, John. I always save the best for last, don't I?
Sure.
You ready to have your mind completely blown in the sense of what you thought WordPress could do?
It's been hard for my mind to be blown with what WordPress can do because it keeps doing new and inventive things every week.
All right. Well, this is like crossing the streams in Ghostbusters. This is something you never thought would happen, ever.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ever. It's called Widget Menuizer.
Widget Menuizer.
Want to guess?
I don't know.
Ah, okay. Here's what it allows you to do. Anything that you could have can put into a widget. Uh-huh. Anything. Okay?
Okay.
Any kind of widget, anything. You can now add that widget into a menu.
Oh.
In the menu's management.
Oh, shit. Okay. Now I see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Just in time for a project I'm in the middle of, too.
Uh-huh. So, if that is a YouTube video, maybe, in your thing, about us, whatever, you just want the video to play and don't even want it to load a page, that's cool. If you want it to be something that's dynamic or, I don't know, anything, you can make it so that it's a widget that the menu changes based on their access level or whether they're logged in or not or any of that stuff. It could be a mailing list sign up where the form is just right there on the menu. That's it. When you widget Menuizer.
Oh, wow.
They should have called it the zombie or something like that. But anyway, this came out today. Today. Yeah. I'm going through it today and I went, what? So, it's everything's there. Everybody knows how to use this already. It does everything in the normal WordPress fashion that we're all used to.
Nice.
I think I'm the first one to ever talk about this thing in the airwaves, or so to speak. Nice. And it's really cool. So check it out. Widget Menuizer. I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That's just in time for what I needed. A client asked me last week to do some things in the menu that were widgetized, and I know how to do them, but they take a lot more work than this is going to.
Yep.
So.
Yep. You'll have it solved tonight.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's nice. That's a very sweet plugin. Okay. Well, that's pretty much all we've got for you. I covered up in this one the VCast button, which I gave a 3-2. The perfect contact form, which I gave a 3-2, I think. And then podcast widgets, which I gave a 4-2.
And I talked about admin branding, which allows you to completely customize the admin dashboard. I gave that a 4 out of 5. Quick product image upload, I gave a 4 out of 5. That suits your WooCommerce product needs. And we just talked about the zombification of your menu panel now, allowing you to put widgets in it with Widget Menuizer, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. So, last little bit we've got for you, just a little bit of a brief commercial. If you are looking for WordPress hosting that is actually designed for WordPress websites, check me out. I am now offering WordPress hosting from johnoverall.com, where you actually get all the resources you need for hosting a WordPress website. Servers tuned for WordPress with speeds that are worthy of your website. And if you use the coupon code WPPlugin, you can get yourself 15% off for the first 6 months of service with me. So check it out at wppro.ca, WP Host.
Nice. And I've got one more new GoDaddy code for the show. We just talked about plugin 295 at the top of the show, and now we've got John plugin 30, which gives you 30% off any new product, anything, hosting, domains, if you buy a bunch of weird domains with like a .tv or something else, SSL certificates, any of that stuff, 30% off right off the top, slashing it for you. Plugin 30. How about that, John?
Excellent. That's a good deal. All right. Well, then all we've got left here is a few reminders for you. Don't forget, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP plugins daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate a review over on the iTunes Store, Blueberry, or on Stitcher Radio. Hit that little thumbs up button for us.
And how can they contact us, John?
You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. Be sure to check me out every Wednesday night at WordPress Weekly over at WP Tavern. And also remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.